1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We're talking about victory in the voting down, saying no on Amendment 3, that's the part amendment, Amendment 4, and thanking God for his divine intervention and giving Trump not only the Electoral College vote, but I believe when everything is said and done, he'll have the popular vote with no exception. We're talking about today, let's just praise the Lord and give him glory and praise and thanksgiving for what he's done. It's God that's done it. We've had many people across the nation, especially in the state of Florida, that's worked laboriously to get these things done and to have victory for Trump's election and also for the saying no on Amendment 3 and 4 in particular. And I'm thankful for it. And I want to let out a shout out, if you can use that term, a thank you, thank you, thank you to Governor Ron DeSantis for his taking a stalwart stand that most governors would not have taken. In fact, he's faced flak. He's faced absolute, anger and hostility from the socialist Marxist left and even from some Republicans for taking such a valiant verbal stand and saying vote no on Amendment 3 and 4. He intervened, but God divinely intervened and gave us the victory, and I'm so thankful for it. Want to hear from you today. What are you thankful for? What did you do? What do you see? Where is this going? What's going to take place where we understand the Democrats are saying they're going to try to institute and engage the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and ask the Supreme Court to block and to prevent Donald Trump from being sworn in as the 47th president. We're going to take our next caller. I believe Davis is on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, oh man, I tell you, it's amazing how God's Holy Spirit will work with people. It doesn't matter where you're in Georgia, Florida, California, Nevada, and get us a mindset of what we needed to do to win this election. I got up this morning just thinking, God gave us a privilege and the right to govern ourselves. And whenever we make a big mistake in doing things, I'm just so thankful that God's divine government intervenes and overrules how we have messed ourselves up so much. And I thought about this. I said, when Trump gets elected, we need a spiritual revival in this United States. And
amen,
I believe
brother.
That's going to happen. 20 is associated with redemption. 25 is related with the forgiveness of sins. And we're coming up to the year 2025. We need to thank God and intervene in our behalf, so that we can get this nation turned back around and going in the right direction. I think we're headed there now. And the thing that also bothers me is I heard a man speaking last night talking about the amendment on the drugs. It failed. He said it failed the first time on legalizing it, and they brought it back the second time, and then it voted. Is that going to happen again with the same signatures they had to get to put that on the first time, or do they need to go back and get more signatures to bring it back so it can go on as an amendment? That's one of
He was mistaken. The first time, what he's saying is, because when they got the petitions up, there was an investigation, found a whole multitude of them that were false, phony signatures. They were thrown out. They still had enough signatures. It went to the Florida Supreme Court for the seven jurists to decide, is this legal? Should it go on the ballot? And four out of the seven said yes, and it went on the ballot for us to vote on. But they cannot use those same signatures to bring it back up again, and they spent over $100 million to get it on the ballot, and the citizens in Duval County and across the state of Florida together, we've said no on pot for recreational use. So I'm thankful, but they've got, they spent about $100 million getting on the ballot. Trulieve, which is the major pot industry that's domiciled here in the state of Florida with about a 350,000 growing warehouse where they grow the pot, and some of those sheriffs that were saying they commended it said yes on it. It's because they live in the counties where the pot's being grown, and they were perhaps paid handsomely for them to give their testimonies that it's all right. It's not all right, and the citizens have said it's not all right. So we need to keep praying that God will prevent it from coming back up again. But I don't believe they'll quit. No, just like with the murder boat, just like the murder way of abortion group, they're not going to give it up. It's just a matter of time before they come up with another nuance, another approach. So this is the reason I'm praying that we will continue to have a governor like Ron DeSantis that will have a backbone and a spine and stand up and fight that which is immoral, ungodly, unholy, and will be a deficit for faith, family, and our freedom in the state of Florida. I'm praying that God will continue to use him, protect him, and raise up somebody else that will be running in 2026 for the governorship of the state of Florida. So all we need to do, the major thing we need to do, is recognize that God hears the fervent prayers of a righteous person, James 5:16. I believe God's heard our prayers. God's used his people to stand up, speak up, be valiant, be visible, and we've been victorious at the hand of God. So, Harper, thank you so much, brother.
Second Chronicle.
Yes. Yes, Second Chronicle 7:14 jumps right off the page. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, brother, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. I believe we have Tawana on the line. Tawana, go over with your question or comment, please.
Hello, it's me. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tawana. I am so thankful for you and what you have done, what God has used you for. I want you to just take whatever time God will allow you. I know your time's limited with what you've said you could take time with us today. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tawana Amon. She is the head of Right to Life in Broward and Dade counties. And I'm thankful for the work she's done. And it's been a labor of love. But, Tawana, I know that you have been elated. I don't know if you got to sleep last night.
Yes.
Even.
Oh, my goodness. Not much.
But I'm so thankful.
I have to say, it was just an amazing thing because we've been out there on the streets and we have teams out there. And I was actually at polling sites for the past week. And what I couldn't believe was the number of people I was able to talk to give a short elevator speech to be able to help them understand that it was abortion until birth. And people were just so thankful. I mean, they were giving me the thumbs up, and it just inspired me. I kept going back out day after day because I realized that when they know the truth, it really does set you free, right? So
yes.
I think that there was we felt that they couldn't get to the 60%, so that's what we're grateful for. So we're just, I mean, I went to bed feeling so excited because I knew that three had failed, which was a blessing, and you know, we praise God for that, and then four failed. And then I was nervous about Trump, so it was hard for me to get to sleep. You know, I kept peeking at the news. And then when I woke up, John, my husband, said, he won. He did it. He made it. So I think, you know, the other side, the Democrats, have fought to try to, you know, persecute him, prosecute him, do everything they could, lie about him. And he has survived, and he survived the assassination attempt. So we are celebrating many wins, many victories today.
Absolutely. I believe you used the term in a text to me, and I want you to repeat your statement. What was your statement that you summarized?
As far as in regards to
the church standing up against Goliath?
Yes, Yes. I feel like here we are because they've got the money, right? They've got the liberal media, their ability to lie to the people. I mean, sadly, a lot of people don't listen to conservative radio or stations like yours, and they need to because they don't know the truth. And so it was like we were standing against the giant. We were standing against Goliath. And I love that story because in that, when David stood up against Goliath, he knocked him down. And he said, you know, you come against the name of the Lord, and I'm standing up against you. And we defeated Goliath. We defeated the giant. And it really was a giant. And God gets the victory. He gets the praise. It's him. I mean, I feel like another analogy is the Red Sea. It's like we were at that point where what's going to happen to us? Because think about another 4 years of Kamala Harris. Think about the unrest. Think about the nations of the world looking at us and taking advantage of us. I mean, we don't have strength. You know, the way that we stand strong is peace through strength, like that mentality like Reagan had. And that's Trump. He wants to protect America. He wants to keep us safe. So I just am so thankful all the way around, and I'm elated.
Well, Tawana, I want you to know we love you, and we're thankful for you, thankful for what God is using you for. I don't know if you heard a little early on the broadcast, I touched on it, and before we let you go, I want to give you some information from a headline that I'm looking at. Election Day Stunner. Okay. Prayers around the globe were for Donald J. Trump. And it talks about this, it says in a brief paragraph, in a stunning development of America's Election Day, there are prayers going on around the world for President Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And it talks about not only the prayers here in America, it recites a prayer from a pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church. And then it says, as a wrap-up on this article, it says, Christians across the globe, particularly in the Middle East, were praying for Donald Trump's victory in the election. Wow. And so what I want our listeners to understand, it wasn't just your prayers, my prayers, the prayers of those that labored so desperately and length and time and breadth to get this defeated, but the prayers of those Christians around the world, even in a place that would not have been thought of as the Middle East, where Christians are praying there, give us Donald Trump. And I believe God divinely intervened and gave us Donald Trump. And so now, Tawana, the major thing, as I see it on the horizon, is the need for Christians to keep standing up and speaking up and do not be silent. We've won a skirmish. We've not won the battle. The battle will not be won until after the swearing-in ceremony January the 21st, and our prayer needs to be for God's divine intervention in protecting Trump. I don't know if you heard me state it earlier, but Jamie Raskin, the rascal liberal socialist Marxist Democrat that led in two different attempts to impeach President Trump, has now put together a group that they're going to ask the Supreme, they're planning to ask the Supreme Court to disallow Trump swearing in because supposedly he's an insurrectionist. And they have said, the Democrats, have said that there would be blood in the streets if Trump is elected, and they're starting the program now to intervene from the human standpoint to try to defeat him from being sworn in. So it still deserves our prayers. But to one again, thank you for allowing the Lord to use you and standing up and speaking in churches across Florida to get Christians and pastors to understand the need for us to stand up. And we have stood, and as you have said, it's the church standing against Goliath, and God's allowed us to have victory. So to one again, thank you so much.
Can I say that I think that as we move forward, I mean, 4,500,000 people voted no, but 6,100,000 voted yes. And if it weren't for that 60% point, we wouldn't have won. So thank God for that. But for us, what we believe as a board and as our group, as we move forward, is the focus is on education and information and really starting to blanket our community with helping them understand the value of human life. And the child is created in God's image and likeness. And so we are on a quest because we feel like they don't know, the people don't know, they don't understand, they don't see the truth, but we are going to be truth tellers because we're going to be challenging churches, we're going to be challenging pastors to speak out on the issue of life because this needed to be done long before, but praise God, and his mercy and grace
He gave us the victory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I couldn't have summarized it better. To want to thank you so much, and God bless you for what you're doing. Tell John hello for us.
I will. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have Congressman Mike Hill on the line. Congressman Hill, go ahead with your comments.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I had wanted to join the show earlier during a broadcast, but was unable to because I had an appointment outside of my office. But I was just listening to the previous caller. And what a great victory we had last night, especially defeating Amendment 3, the recreational marijuana, and Amendment 4, which would have codified murder in the Florida Constitution in the form of abortion, that those were denied. And what a great victory that was. And then we find that despite the weaponization against Donald Trump, despite the abuse of the legal system against him, and despite the activists posing as journalists in the lamestream media constantly lying about him, and despite the cabal of Hollywood and all the leftists there, God saw fit to allow Donald Trump to become the next president of the United States. And how grateful I am for that. And as you were talking about prayer, we don't stop now. We continue to pray. Why? One, because prayer works. And number two, prayer is needed and is so powerful. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so we can't slack off now with not being a prayer warrior through the end. We're going to have to continue praying through the inauguration, through Trump's time in office. We're going to have to continue praying and lifting up President Trump, his administration, and this nation.
Absolutely. In fact, Congressman Hill, I want to let you hear. I had my phone, and I'm sure yours did, just blasted since last evening and then all through the morning with different comments and statements. There were two or three of them that were very, 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 how would you say, good to hear. In fact, all of them were praising the Lord. This one says, praise God for his goodness and kindness. Praise God for the American people waking up. Another one says, this was 100% Jesus. Trump said that God saved his life for the reason that for a reason, and that reason was to save America. Another text message I received says, I believe we have received our last interview, or not interview, but intervention as a Christian nation, but a correction is still coming very soon unless Christians take a solid stand now and keep praying. And that's what you were just saying a moment ago. And what are your thoughts very briefly with this Jamie Raskins wanting to use the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and claiming that Trump is an insurrectionist, and as a result of that, he is not qualified to be president. And so even though he's won the Electoral College vote, he's won the popular vote, Jamie Raskin and about 57% of the leadership in the Democratic Party are now saying they're going to block him, and they're saying that there will be civil war in the streets if Donald Trump is put in office. What are your thoughts? Can they do that? In your opinion, will it be successful? What do you see looking in the looking glass, if you will, of what the future holds so that the Christians can be aware and that we could be motivated to pray and to pray each day for Trump?
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, Jamie Raskin was a part of that January 6th committee that was headed up by Liz Cheney and others. And the whole purpose of that was to say that Trump began an insurrection and that everything that happened on January 6th was an insurrection, and that's why they had those corrupt judges put those people in jail because they said they were part of an insurrection. It was all part of the leftist plan, and the whole idea was to stop Donald Trump from running. However, there was no insurrection. It was a lie just like that entire committee was a lie. So for this Jamie Raskin to come up and say that, hey, we're going to stop him from being sworn in because he's an insurrectionist, it's all part of the lie, and it's not true. And his threat that there's going to be bloodshed in the street, I believe, was a dog whistle to Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and other anarchists to come out with violence if that's what it takes to stop Donald Trump from being elected. I don't think it's going to happen. That might be their evil plan and their evil wish, but I don't think it's going to happen. God is bringing this nation forward for a reason, and that reason is not to have us divulge into civil war like the left want us to. No, it's not going to happen, and I think what we need to do instead is start holding people accountable who do create violence, who do promote violence, and participate in it. We hold them accountable, and we can put a stop to it very quickly.
Amen. Congressman Hill, a couple of the questions before we let you go. Kamala Harris didn't even bother to speak to her crowd that was there in preparation, as they thought, to celebrate her victory. She walked out, I'd say, at a back door exit. Didn't say hello, goodbye, thank you for coming, are we lost or anything. How do you take that? What do you see in her personality deficit that would allow a candidate to do something like that?
Well, as you say, a personality deficit. She's without a moral compass. You know, how on earth can you treat all those people that way, all the people who helped you campaign all that time when she, you know, cackled 32 days, 32 days. You know, all those people who have been helping her for those past 32 days and didn't even have a word for them. But, you know, it's all part of her personality, her character. 92% of her staff when she was vice president quit. They didn't want to work for her. And she displayed for the entire nation, for the world to see what type of person she is. She, as you say, at least could have came out and said, thank you for showing up tonight. I really don't want to concede until all votes are counted, but thank you. So she didn't even have the courtesy, the respect to do that. Instead, she just slinked out of the back door. And that's what we need to do with her in history. Just slink out the back door, never to be heard from again. Good riddance.
Amen. Well, one of the things, again, that I want to say, and perhaps you heard it earlier on the show, I give a shout out of praise, number one, to God and his divine intervention, but also for our governor that was willing to take a stalwart stand in the face of those that were shouting him down, the face of those that were demeaning him, in the face of those that condemned him, because he took a verbal, visible, valiant stand in publicly standing against the proposed Amendment 3 and proposed Amendment 4. And I'm thankful for his leadership, thankful that he took that stand. And I'm praying that God will continue to use him. And even now, we know that the murder by way of abortion industry and crowd, they're not going to give up. We know that the pot industry is not going to give up. And so I'm thankful that DeSantis is in office to continue to be that firewall for we, the citizens, that will prevent harm from coming as much as possible for our state. So, Congressman Hill, thank you so much for your leadership. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the wisdom God's given you. Thank you for taking a stand in this election process that we're going through and still loose ends out there, as I call it, that we've got to be faced with. So thank you so much, and thank you for calling in today. God bless you, and have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe Terry's on the line. Terry, go with your question or comment, please. You'll need to turn your radio down.
Okay, how about that? I'll call back.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I want us to understand, let me emphasize this once again, ladies and gentlemen. I want us to understand that we have won a skirmish in the war, but the battle has not been won. Because President Trump has been elected, there's going to be a major, major, major war to try to prevent him from being inaugurated, being sworn in January. So we need to keep praying for God to protect Donald Trump and to give us the victory of this 2024 election. The loose ends are still there. I believe James is on the line. James, go over the question and comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, a lot of people are trying to call in. I had trouble getting through. I think I tried probably almost 20 times to get through. Hey, Congressman Hill did a great job as usual. I got a good word this morning from a dear friend of mine, and I wanted to share it. And it was about our job as parents to show an example of the behavior that we respond to with this. Whether our candidate won, we can celebrate it with humility. Or if our candidate lost, we can accept that with dignity. So I guess the biggest thing about that is the pride cometh before a fall thing is going to work both ways. And for those of us out there that voted for Donald Trump and are just praying and thanking God just continually for all the prayers over the years about 2 Corinthians, 7:14, 7:11, if my people will humble themselves.
7:14, yes.
14. And we've done it, and we've done it nonstop. I mean, between the people that are sick that we're trying to heal and our country and so forth and our president, and what's happened has been amazing. And I'd like to share with your audience next week a story about George Washington if we get more time. But
this has been a
divine appointment, and it's been a blessing. But we need to be humble and accept it humbly. But don't pull back from getting involved in local government and everything that you've seen happen. Don't think for a minute the devil's asleep at the wheel and his demons aren't out there to figure out different ways to undermine this.
Yes, James, you've just touched on a subject that I had forgotten to speak about, and that is the fact that Satan is alive and well. He is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The scripture says he's alive, he's angry, he's ambitious, and he is ready to strike. So we need to continue to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen as a church, as Christians, as patriots, and know that God is still on the throne, and ask God to continue to intercede and give victory for our nation and to protect us and preserve us as a constitutional republic. James, thank you so much for what you do in your ministry work and the impression that you have on others by being visible, verbal, and victorious. Thank you for calling.
May share this. Suit up as well. Stand up, speak
yes.
up, and suit up because we
That's
need
right.
the full armor of God. Amen.
I like that. Absolutely, James. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.